Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. Be here for 4 hours till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. And try to answer as many of your gardening questions as possible. Not going to be by phone, though. We're going by email because, what day is it? Oh, it's Christmas. Merry Christmas, everyone. I can hear those sleigh bells ringing here. But it is Christmas Day, and I've decided to spend the morning with my daughters and my wife to celebrate Christmas. What a great day to be with family and friends and enjoy just everyone's company. So I decided today, we decided a couple weeks ago we were going to do this. We're recording it. And I'm going to answer questions right from my email that I've been asking you guys to send me. And so I'm going to go through them just like it's a live call. I haven't opened them yet on purpose because I want to make sure that it's just like a live call, call and answer. Except I can't ask 100 questions, so I got to just know the answer. Let's hope I do. Anyways, we're going to get into those in a little bit, in a minute. About 8:30 today, Karen from Natural Alternative is going to be joining us. She's going to be talking a little bit about ice melt. A lot of you still have some snow and ice. The weather is changing. It's definitely winter. Winter is officially here. We're already thinking spring. But we'll talk a little bit about that. And then she's got a special message she wants to pass out to you guys. Because it's not always just about talking about ice melt or lawn or whatever. She has a pretty cool message. I think you should definitely listen to that. We'll also just, you know, go through a few things, might tell some stories, some Christmas stories, etc. But that's going to be the show this time. I'll be back on the next week, right? It'll be New Year's, well, it'll be New Year's Eve, New Year's Day. My math's not good. I think it's New Year's Day, New Year's Eve, whichever. But I got little kids. I don't celebrate late. I'd probably fall asleep on the couch around 9. So I'll be here next week to join you, as always. In the meantime, let's get into the email questions. All right, my first one here from the two shows ago. From Lorraine. She wants to know, can you describe how to plant amaryllis bulbs successfully? Well, it's funny you should bring that up and... You know, one of my favorite stories that I have about amaryllis was I was in 7th grade, so a number of years ago. I was doing a science experiment, and I always did science experiments about plants. I just love plants. I've loved them since I was little. And I was going to take 2 amaryllis plants. One, just going to be in a pot. It's just going to sit there. It's not going to be watered. It's not going to do anything. It's just going to sit in the sun. The other one is going to be in a pot. I'm going to water it. I'm going to give it sun. I'm going to give it fertilizer. I'm going to take care of it. I'm going to talk to it. I'm going to do all those things. I bet you know which one did better. Yeah, not the one that I took care of. The one that I left alone had more blooms and looked great. The reason why I say that story, not just because it's funny, but part of it is amaryllis are very easy to grow, especially if you're just putting them in a pot in the home. But there's a couple things that you can do to make them last longer. But let's start with the planting, right? You're looking for a light mix for an amaryllis bulb, right? We're not looking for a heavy dirt. You might see it in a garden center called a soilless mix. All that really means is there's no extras like compost, dirt, like the heavy, clay, sand, those types of things. So you're just looking for a nice indoor soil. And what I would always do, and what I recommend doing, is putting the dirt in your pot. And then watering the dirt. No, I'm not hoping that something's going to grow. No, what's going to happen here is, if you've ever seen a soilless mix or a soil mix in general, when it's dry, it shrinks. So it goes from one size to half the size when it gets watered. So we want to make sure we water it first, get that soil nice right where it needs to be, then be able to place the bulb in it. And the amaryllis bulb is the type of bulb that you don't need to cover all the way with soil. You don't. Amaryllis bulb actually wants to be pretty much on the top of the soil, right? So the soil underneath it is where the roots are going to be stored. That's really it. So you'll place the bulb on top of the soil. And what I always do is I'll put about an inch of soil around it and water that in so it's nice and firm and holds it in place. Because that's one of the things. Amaryllis can get top heavy, right? Once they start to flower, they can just fall right over. And if we don't have something to hold them in place, then we could have an issue. So there's a couple things. As you're starting to grow this plant, I found a few things that might actually help you out here. So we're not going to water as much when it's just the bulb. When it's just the bulb, the watering that we did prior to the soil is really going to last us a while. There's nothing growing yet, no leaves or anything, so nothing's pulling the moisture other than the bulb. And if we put too much moisture in there, it could drown the bulb. So we water sparingly until you start to see leaves growing on the plant. The leaves will start to pop out, maybe even a stem for a flower. You keep the plant in bright light, so a self-facing window or even a grow light, until you get a flower. When the flower opens or begins to open, you want to actually move it out of direct sunlight or high heat areas so that that bloom will last longer. You place it in a cold, cool spot, right? When you're not around, so it'll last longer for you. So areas you want to kind of stay away from, right? Radiators, windows, right next to a refrigerator or a stove or one of those things, right? So we want to keep it away from the heat. What we also want to do, like I was saying, they can become top heavy. So sometimes once they start getting into that flower, that's when you could add some more soil on the top, some top dressing, right? Just to keep it in place. You could even stake the plant, right? You could put a couple stakes to hold it up. Or you could even, double the pot, whichever. Make it thicker. Now, if the plant falls and the stem breaks, or the stem is, bent a little bit and has can see that the area is damaged, it's okay to cut it. What you do then, treat it like a cut flower. Throw it in a vase. Right? So that's definitely something you can do there. But once this growth is underway and everything's happening, you do want to water it to continue to get it going. Because sometimes there could be a second stem coming up. Or some of the stems actually produce 4, 5, 6 flowers. So the key to that is as one of those blooms starts to fade off, snip it off. Once all the blooms have faded, that's when you cut it back to the bottom of the base. And again, sometimes it'll produce a second stem with more flowers. If you're lucky, you can get a third stem. Now, the other thing you could be doing, some people might just take the bulb and say, all right, I'm done. Throw it away. Or you could actually keep it till next year. So maybe we'll talk about that on the other side, or who knows? We'll get into some more questions that you have sent me via email. We're going to take a break here. We're going to come back. More of your questions from email. We'll continue on with this Christmas show. We'll be back.
Are you looking for one product that will control your insect problems around the house, on your lawn, in the flower beds, or the vegetable garden? Well, Bonite has the answer. Bonite 8 Insect Control will control most common home, lawn, and garden insect problems. 8 is effective against more than 100 insects that destroy trees, shrubs, lawns, flowers, and vegetables. It can even be used indoors on houseplants. 8 will kill on contact, repel insects for up to 30 days. 8 is available in a dust, a concentrate, and a convenient ready-to-use spray.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and 3 beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my 5th concussion. Did you know that over 1 million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, The medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Christmas. Merry Christmas. Now, before the break, we were talking about Amaryllis. Now, you know, I said I didn't read them. Well, technically, I didn't read any of these, but I have two emails next to each other that say Amaryllis right after another. Right? The first one was from Lorraine. I talked about how to plant it. And it's almost like I set this up, but I swear I didn't. You can look at my email. I could even take a picture and put it out there. But my next question was an Amaryllis question that I can see that says, I have questions about an Amaryllis. So, it's like the perfect segue. Anyways, this email is from Helen. It says, I received two bulb plants from a Bulb of the Month club. One is an Amaryllis that is still flowering at this time. Second flower stalk in one plant. Told you, two. She might even get a third. And then paper white bulb grouping that is through flowering and drying out. How can I store these two kinds of bulbs over winter? Preferably in my garage, unheated but attached to the house. Also, over winter geraniums there. Can I leave them in pots? Do I water or just let dry out? And when to bring back outside? Can I plant the paper whites in the ground in the spring? Help! It says, thank you so much. I enjoy your show very much. Have a very Merry Christmas. And Helen in Airmont, New York, the Hudson Valley area. Well, perfect setup into the next to get what to do once they're done flowering. And with the Amaryllis, we'll start there. The Amaryllis, once it's done flowering and you've cut the stems off, you can leave it right in the pot. Put it in a cool area, just like you've done with the geraniums. I might just try to, you know, keep it in an area where it's not going to get a breeze from the windows or anything along those lines, right? If you want, you could actually keep it inside, too, in the window and just kind of let it sit. But you don't need to do much to it. This is one where the new growth cycle actually starts 1 month after it's gone through its flowering cycle. It just needs about a month, 6 weeks, just to kind of chill out, be like, all right, I'm just hanging out, and then come back. Now, it's not going to come back and flower for you right away, right? But it's going to come back, You can keep it watered, keep it fertilized monthly, and if you want, during the spring season and summer, keep it outdoors. You might see some leaves growing, popping up all over the place. But one of the things you need to do to actually get it to rebloom, it's almost like we're talking about poinsettias here, where we need a period of darkness or a dry area. Well, in order for this bulb to rebloom, you stop watering the plant. You place the bulb in a dry, cool place or a closet for 8 to 10 weeks. So we want to start in September, right? Because if we do 8 weeks from September, it's all of September, all of October. And then it can take about 6 weeks for growth. So that would be all of November and 2 weeks into December. And then you can have it for Christmas. Once that 8 to 10 weeks is done, you can repot it if you like. You can add a little bit more soil. Really just kind of freshen it up if you want. You're looking for about a third of the bulb to be exposed at this point because it's the second year. Okay? And from there, we're looking to put it in the sun. You're going to water it thoroughly right from the beginning. Once it's out of that storage for about that 8 to 10 weeks, it's going to be thirsty. Right? So we want to make sure that it is taken care of by watering it thoroughly. And then in the next few weeks, water it maybe every 10 to 14 days. Right? So once that growth starts to emerge, you can water regularly again. We're basically shocking this plant and saying, hey, you better bloom again. I've waited all year. So it can take about 8 weeks from the first time you water it. So it might be a little bit earlier. You might do it in August. But just think about it. There's a whole process that comes right back through this. And it can actually, 9 months of 70 degree weather and 3 months of cooler weather. So we can just store it for the winter if you like. Anyways, I'll answer the Paperwhite question on the other side of the break. We're going to take a break. We will be back in a few minutes with more of your emails.
For a beautiful lawn and garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Liquid Plant Foods by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery. Ask for Dramatic Plant Foods. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Plant Food for dramatic results.
Do you want the perfect lawn this year? It all starts by using the best grass seed available. Vonide makes that happen with DuraTurf grass seed. Vonide is using the best varieties of grass seed available today. When you start using Vonide Full Sun or Shade, Dense Shade grass seed mixes, you will have a lawn that is self-repairing, disease and insect resistant, and will grow in poor soil. So don't wait. Get that perfect lawn started this weekend.
USA News Update.
Very tired, very cold, not so great. My flight was canceled. I was going to go to Vancouver, and now I don't know what to do.
That woman speaks for tens of thousands all over North America who did not make it to their Christmas destinations. This morning, the number of flight disruptions is already growing. FlightAware counts about 1,200 canceled and more than 700 delayed flights around the U.S. so far today. At the Vatican. A packed cathedral for Christmas Mass presided over by Pope Francis. Chronic knee pain again forced Francis to celebrate Mass sitting down. After turning away tourists visit because of COVID the past 2 years, Bethlehem is again packed with thousands of pilgrims. In a move to defy Russia, many Ukrainian Orthodox have decided to celebrate Christmas today instead of the usual Orthodox date of January 7th. Rich Johnson, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, you don't need it. I already said that once. I'm going to say it again. I'm going to keep saying it because you don't need to call. We are actually answering emails for this Christmas show. So Merry Christmas. To appreciate all the emails we've got. But we're going to go back to the question that I was just previously answering from Helen. We answered the amaryllis. Now let's talk about the paper white, right? So the paper white, she's just wondering right at the end, can I plant paper whites in the ground in the spring? I mean, that would be fine, but I will tell you this. Paper whites hate the cold. They are not cold hardy in our area by any means. They like a zone 8 to 11, and the Cape gets to about 7A, close to 8-ish on some parts of it. But they hate the frost. They hate the cold weather. So, you could actually, you could plant them outside. But what I would suggest doing is planting them in a larger container and kind of placing them in the ground and maybe mulching around them. Because they actually say to get them to kind of overwinter to grow. You know, for overwintering, once they're done blooming, we cut them back, do the same thing that we were doing with that amaryllis bulb. But then from there, what we're looking for you to do is put them in a container where it's 2/3 well-drained potting soil. And then a third of that you could put like perlite right over the top. And just put them in a cool room. This one, I would say, don't put in that unheated garage you have for the geraniums, etc., because they hate the cold. And then from there, kind of let them sit for a couple months while it's cool, right? Then bring them out. Keep them in that container. You could even plant them in the ground and see what will happen with them. But the fact of the matter is, one frost or anything's going to kill the chances of trying to force them to bloom during the winter months. So these are like, they are daffodil, right? They're in the same family. They're not a daffodil, but they are a narcissus, right? It's just a different style of daffodil. So that's why know, you might think, oh, they'll just turn to this. Not necessarily, no. I would definitely try to keep them indoors during the cold temperatures because they dislike the cold so much. Anyways, hopefully that helps you out with your question, Helen. I appreciate the email. Thank you, and Merry Christmas to you as well. Now, let's see. We have another email here from our buddy Bob up there in South Portland. This is, Dear Patrick, best wishes to you and your family for a very Merry Christmas. On one of your previous programs, you clearly pointed out the different approaches to pruning the white hydrangeas, the blue hydrangeas, and the pink diamond hydrangeas. I have a lace cap hydrangea. What would be the proper approach to pruning the lace cap hydrangea? Also, during the summer, I took a couple of cuttings of the lace cap hydrangea for our dining room table. One of them actually started sending out some roots. I still have the cutting in water. How do I best make the transition of this cutting into a pot and then into the ground this spring? Thanks again for all your help, Bob. All right. Thinking spring, I love it. It's what I want to think about right now. Well, the Christmas season's here. We're ending that season, getting into the next season. The next season's just cold. Well, since the same season, winter, it's cold. I want to think spring. So thank you for that question, Bob. Now let's start real quick. Just as a reminder, white hydrangeas, you can pretty much prune them at any time. The majority of white hydrangeas are blooming on new wood. Blue hydrangeas are blooming on the previous year's wood or branching. So it's blue hydrangeas. Now, not all blue hydrangeas. The Endless Summer and the Endless Summer series, a lot of those can be pruned. They just don't necessarily bloom as much as proficiently, right? So that's one of them. Now, the Lace Cap Hydrangea. So Lace Cap Hydrangea can be a bunch of different colors. Some people will say, you know, I want to prune it now, prune it whenever. Some people actually say, wait till it's actually been in the ground for you for a number of years, whether it be 3, 5, 6 years. They want the plant to establish to really get the size of it. Okay. From there, we want to actually prune this plant. We can actually prune it in June and July before it starts to flower. Okay? That's when you're actually removing the old blossoms, the old, you know, deadheading it and cutting it back. Now, I'd say you could probably do this around Memorial Day, right? Once you're starting to see some of these new buds on the stems, you'll know you're good to prune. And again, this is one you want to prune right above a leaf junction so that we don't have any of that dead wood above it so that we can have that plant look nice and full. But this is the time where you can shape the plant and control how you want it growing. You know, if it's growing too wide one way, prune it back. The other thing we want to do is avoid pruning these hydrangeas in the fall or winter. Because some of these will actually have some buds on old wood here, right? It's on next year's flowers. So if we cut them late in the season, we're actually going to cut next year's blossoms. So these lace caps, depending, sometimes like a white lace cap, you're thinking about the white pruning way, right? But this is one where when we're pruning at the end of May into June, we want to look at the branching and see where the leaf junctions are, and we're going to know that buds are going to come out from there. So you can prune it. Just don't, you know, don't, we're not talking like a heavy prune. We also, on this, we do not want to prune more than a third of the plant at any time, right? This is one where a hydrangea, we definitely want to make sure we don't go more than a third on this variety. We always want to take off the dead blooms. And the best way to do that is we actually, it's a better way, is a 45 degree angle. Because you're not getting rid of the blooms for next season by doing this, right? So you're going to actually cut off of a stem, right? We're going to cut a stem about an inch above where a live leaf bud is. Okay, so when we're pruning at the end of May into June, so not as many leaves, the branching's there, right? Dead flowers are there, and you're like, I just want to get rid of them. But you have to be meticulous in how you prune it. So that's why we're saying about an inch below where the spent flower is. Excuse me, an inch above a bud, below a spent flower. So let me rephrase that, because I just said it and I was like, wait a minute, what did I say? Anyways, on a spent flower of the lace leaf hydrangea, an inch above a spent bloom, maybe a little bit less, I'd probably go half inch. You cut it at a 45 degree angle so it doesn't affect any of the flowering, and you get rid of that, right? At any time, you can prune any dead or damaged plants. You could also, you know, any time there is a branch that's broken, it's not going to help the plant long term. So we want to make sure we can, you know, get rid of it. So definitely pruning when there's any damage is helpful. Okay. Now, on that email, Bob was saying that he had cut some of the flowers and they have roots. What does he do? What's the best way to transition it? Well, you've already done the hardest part. The roots are growing, so it's ready to go in soil. So we're going to put it in soil. We're going to get a nice light soil at first, because we want this plant to expand its root system. If we put it directly in like a heavy soil, like a topsoil or like a compost or something along those lines, it's not going to expand its roots that easily. So once you get some nice indoor-outdoor soilless type mix, you can even get a starter, like a seed starter soil, right? Because that's light. I want you to water it first when you put it in the container. Water the soil so it compacts, because we want it to, when we water it, once it starts establishing those roots, we don't want all of a sudden the stem to just float to the top, because we water it so dry and all the soil just gets removed, right? So we don't want that to happen. So we water the soil first. We'll place that cutting into the soil, push some soil around it, kind of, you know, pinch it around it to hold it into place. I would also even look at using like a stake or two to hold it up. Let the flower do its thing, let it go by. Acts like it's a new plant in the spring, in the same exact way of pruning the flower back, right, as we were just talking about. But getting in the ground, I would wait till the frosts are gone, right? You being in Maine, your last frost is going to be most likely in end of May, beginning of June. And so we're waiting until that time to put the plant outside. So we don't want to put it too early. We put it too early, all the work you've done all winter is going to be hard. Now, from putting it in the soil today to getting to that point, Just keep it in a self-facing window if you have a spot, or keep it in an area where you might have a grow light in the area. It still needs to get some growth, but you don't have to fertilize. You don't have to do any of those things. Water it regularly, like you would all your other plants. But as we know, during the winter months, when we water our plants, it's sparingly because a lot of the plants are going dormant. It's the same type of thing for the cutting that you've put in there. It's going to tell you when it's ready to be watered. Also, always check and pull on the plant a little bit and see if those roots are grabbing on. And if they are, that's when you can really start to water it and take care of it. So I appreciate that email, Bob. Merry Christmas to you. We're going to take a break here and get back. More emails from you, the listener, on this live edition for Christmas. We'll be back in a few.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Graham Watering Tools have been the professional choice for quality and durability. And now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Graham Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the 9 pattern revolver spray gun. Use a Color Storm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Graham, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at Graham.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are doing a special edition show today, recorded live, answering your email questions versus your phone calls today. So we're going to go right back to the emails because I got a bunch of them. I'm going to go to Annie here. Says, hi, Patrick. Thank you for helping us gardeners with our problems and with your timely information. I've learned a lot over the years. My current situation is that a week ago, I live in Virginia, zone 8, the ground is not frozen. I transplanted 2 Juneberry seedlings. First one's roots were pot-bound. When I removed the second one from its pots, out came 2 white grubs, and almost no small roots. The grubs were killed. Usually the ground does not freeze here in zone 8 during the winter. The advice I need is how to help the second one with only a few small roots survive and do well. Is there anything I can do for it during the winter? Is there anything special I can do for it this spring? Now, I get photos of this. You don't get to see them. But you take a look at it, and you say, wow, yeah, I can see it. But I see some good stuff there. Finally, she says, thank you so much for your help. I like the idea of the recorded garden show on Christmas Day. I listen to your garden show every Sunday, first when I lived in Maine, and now that I live in Virginia. Annette. Well, thank you, Annette, for the email. Now, I'm looking at the pictures, and you can definitely see everything that she described in the email previously. One of them, pot-bound. Nice roots. Perfect. You can see that it is going to thrive. Then you see the other one, and you're like, meh. Got a little bit. It's got some good root system on the top. But it does have a tap root, and it does got a couple other roots on the side there that make me think it's promising. So we can do one of two things. One, we could plant this in a new pot, new soil, kind of baby it during the winter indoors, right? Baby it to get it so that we can get a stronger root system. because that will allow us to put in some nice soil. We'll be able to water it. And when we're watering it, we'll be able to use a product like Protolizer. Protolizer from Natural Alternative works with fertilizer, works with the root system that's there, makes them stronger, and brings them back to life. It's actually going to allow trapped nutrients to kind of release. And I can see by the picture, which I know it's a radio show, so nobody out there can see the picture, but there is a mass of heavy roots on the top. That means there's a good thing there. So that's why I would want you to have it in a pot, maybe indoors, so you can water it with Protolizer, and that Protolizer can actually activate and be what it needs to be in the plant. Now, if you need to put it in the ground, that's fine too, because the ground doesn't freeze where you are. And so put it in the ground, add some nice compost, add something to the soil, peat moss, compost, a planting type mix, any of those things to really give it something else. Let it kind of sit for the winter. Not a lot you can do. You could probably cover some of the root system with, you know, some mulch, leaves, pine needles, any of those things just to kind of protect it. I might even just, depending upon the area, maybe it's can stake it just to hold it. Right, because I can't tell from the picture, it's kind of cut off, but some of it looks like it might have a decent stem on there just to kind of hold it in place. But once the spring hits, that's when I'd want you to fertilize with like a 10-10-10, an all-purpose fertilizer, right? Use that granular form around it. And then when you're watering it in once a month, and probably for the first 2 months, if possible, I would like to see you use Protolizer. And use that Protolizer every 2 weeks for the first 2 months. And then move it to once a month. Again, this isn't a fertilizer. This is something that works with the fertilizer. So that 10-10-10 you were putting in, it's going to make sure that all of that 10-10-10 is active and useful to the plant. Because not all the time is the 10-10-10 all used up. So that fertilizer is going to help you. And it's going to help build a stronger root system and go from there. And in the fall of next year, I'd want you to fertilize it with a plant tone at half the rate that you would have in the spring. And I bet you're going to see tons of good results out of this, but definitely use the Protolizer if possible. Hopefully that helps you out, Annette. I appreciate the email, and I appreciate you listening all the way in Virginia. Merry Christmas to you. We're going to take a break, go into our second hour of the show, so stay tuned for that. We'll be back in a few.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.